On Saturday, May 5th, El Paso Opera presents Mozart by Moonlight. We're all invited to experience the magical music of Mozart under the moon and stars and enjoy highlights of Mozart operas sung by the opera's quartet. Mozart by Moonlight will also feature a 30-piece orchestra under the direction of Bohuslav Rote, musical director for the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. Here to tell us all about it is Ariane Marcy. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much.
So, Ariane, you are new with the opera.
I am just rounding my first year anniversary, I'm excited to say.
And how's it been? I mean, it's the arts.
It's definitely been a learning process. It's been exciting. It's been exciting to take over for an organization in its 24th year and learn everything there is to know about the history while also figuring out its future is quite a task, but one that I've enjoyed.
It's got to be exciting, right?
It is.
Its own form of exciting.
It is. Yes, I'm never bored.
That's true. And this program sounds anything but boring. It sounds actually super exciting.
Well, thank you. We hope that everyone else feels that way as well. This is new for us. We've had concerts in the past, but not in this setting, not in this format, not in this venue. So it is kind of a leap of faith that the audience will think it's as exciting, as wonderful as we think it is. But the potential in McKelligan Canyon and
it's gorgeous.
And an amazing music director and conductor in Bohuslav Rote, and he built this orchestra for this performance. And then we have just a dynamic opera quartet. We really think it's going to be wonderful.
Now, I'm going to out myself and tell you that I was unaware that Mozart wrote operas. I just thought he composed music.
So, yes, Mozart has quite a number of operas under his belt. The quartet will be singing pieces from four different operas. And so there's Don Giovanni, Così fan tutti, Marriage of Figaro, and Magic Flute. I am pronouncing those in English. However, they will be sung in Italian and German in order to assist our audience in following the idea of everything. There will be synopsis of each song. So they, even if it's sung in German, they will have they will be able to follow it, know what's going on, and understand the emotion or the action that would be taking place.
But that's the beauty of opera, because even if you don't speak the language, you definitely feel it.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of neat to take the language out of it because it is a multi-sensory. You know, when you're doing an opera production, now this is just a concert, but with an opera production, you have the set and the stage and the costumes and the acting and the music and the singing. And it's kind of like a combination of every form of live theater together. Mm-hmm. And so it does become multi-sensory. You figure out what's going on. Again, even if that's in German and you don't speak German,
right. You
know what's happening. You know what's happening. And then we always, you know, El Paso Opera, we were the first opera company in the country to do the super titles in both English and Spanish. Mm-hmm. And so the super titles are the translations of the songs during a production so that you can follow along. And so, again, we were the first ones to do those in both English and Spanish, which is much more the norm these days. But back in the 90s when we started that, that was rather unusual.
Were they like, what are they doing over there?
But for this being a concert, we won't have full super titles, but we do have these synopses, again, because some people like to read in advance and kind of know the setting and know what's happening and be able to follow the emotion and follow the action in that way.
And what about the relationship with the symphony?
When we have full productions, the past number of years, the El Paso Symphony Orchestra has been our dedicated symphony. Both the symphony's director and Ruth Ellen Jacobson and myself, we both feel very strongly that working together is the best way to support and uplift the different art communities and art organizations in El Paso. Instead of working against each other, we want to work together and support each other. Unfortunately, this concert, we didn't need a full symphony. So we don't need the whole entire symphony.
But you got 30 pieces.
But we have 30 pieces. We have a nice chunk of it. And so we were thrilled to get Bohuslav Rote as our music director and conductor. And then it was an issue of him choosing the 30 people that he wanted to perform with him, the majority of which are El Paso Symphony Orchestra members. So, again, we are working together and supporting each other, but also providing tremendous talent and, you know, music on the stage.
Did you go to him and say, hey, we're thinking about doing Mozart, or did he come to you, or how does that process
work?
Well,
so we do have a connection in that one of the quartet members, who is also the woman who put the concert together, happens to be his wife.
Oh,
so we
kind of
do, coincidentally, we did have kind of a line of communication open. Kelly Rimba Ratai, again, is the artistic advisor to our board of trustees.
I had no idea.
And she's the soprano in our quartet. And so Kelly organized or planned this entire concert. She came up with the different the different operas she wanted to sing from. She's the one that narrowed it down to Mozart. But then in working with Boleslav, they figured out which ones and what, you know, what orchestra members we needed. And it was just a collaborative effort to then present the best thing possible that we could.
I wonder what their household is like with her singing and him.
Lots of music.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it really is.
So
I'm
they
sure.
must be having a field day over there between Kelly and Boleslav.
Right. And those kids must be just, I know, they're growing up in such a wonderful environment. They've got two small children. And just like you said, the home life must be with the music and the exposure and all the different artists and all the different art in and of itself. I'm a little jealous of that. Yeah.
And we were talking about working with artists. I know you have been in the nonprofit segment
yes.
for a long time, and you decided to move from a different part of the nonprofits into the arts. And it's an adjustment period.
Absolutely. As anytime you shift industries, there's different protocols, there's different norms. Mm. And so learning both the fun part of the arts and the, you know, the challenging part all at once.
But they're always going to show up. You may not get direct emails or anything, but they're always going to show up.
They always show up. And man, everybody, they come through.
Yes.
They come through. You know, we did our full production for this season was Hansel and Gretel, and we did that back in January.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was a small orchestra and a small cast. And watching it come to life, the dedication that those artists put into their role for one weekend. It's not like this is a gig that they will do for months on end. We're talking one weekend, and the amount of just time and dedication and care and attention that they put into their roles to make it the best performance possible. That shone through from my stage manager and my director, through every singer and opera performer and every member of the orchestra. And it was a wonderful experience to be a part of, because you do get mired down sometimes in the details of making the magic
especially
happen.
Especially you, because you're in the weeds.
And paying those bills and signing those contracts and all of the details that have to be done. But then watching the magic come to life was just wonderful. I absolutely loved it.
And something that you have to know is that, you know, artists need people like you on the back end, because
we balance each other out.
Yes.
Right.
And it is an extreme yin and yang, right?
It really is. But I think that's also where, again, to use that reference, where the magic happens, because mm-hmm. I don't think I say this repeatedly, but I don't think the same personality is good at paying the bills as good as, you know, coming up with the art. Like those are typically two different beasts.
Right.
And I'm really good at paying the bills, but I am not the person that you want, you know, singing the song or coming up with any concept for the art at all. But I think when you marry those two people together,
you have magic.
You really do. And so that has been the best part of this job, is working the back end and, you know, going through all of that stuff and then seeing the product. And so I'm excited with Mozart by Moonlight now only being 1 week away.
Tell us, how can people get tickets? How do you get to the show? There's a lot going on, because Cinco de Mayo and Mozart.
Right. So we decided, instead of looking at Cinco de Mayo as something that we would compete with, you know, we're constantly trying to show people that we are accessible and that, mm-hmm. you know, some people can be very intimidated by opera. And we want to show, you know, we can have fun, too. We have a lot to offer that we know you will enjoy. And so we've embraced the Cinco de Mayo holiday, and we're having a pre-show party from 5 to 7 p.m. There's going to be all sorts of Mexican food and beer and margaritas for sale.
Mozart and margaritas.
Now you're talking. Yes, we're doing some alliteration there. And we've got, you know, Cinco de Mayo, Mozart, margaritas. And we're going to have the mariachis playing from 5:30 to 6:30, and just hopefully make an evening out of it. And there are no tickets required for the pre-show. That's pretty much you show up.
Oh, really?
We'll be ready to help you, because everything, the food and the drink, that's available by the concessions. So you don't have to arrange that in advance. You can show up, buy however much you want, have your margaritas, and then enjoy the show. The show itself starts at 7:30, so it gives you time to, again, enjoy a dinner and get settled in your seat before the show begins. To purchase tickets to the show, general admission for adults is $30. Kids are $15. If you go through our office, there's $5 of fees. If you go through Ticketmaster.com, they're larger fees. So we encourage everyone to reach out to us and purchase through us, because then you have more money for the margaritas on the other
side.
Right.
Get yourself a margarita.
Right. You can call our office at 581-5534. You can visit our website at epopera.org. And you can email info@epopera.org. And all three of those will be a method to purchase tickets. And then it ends up going through PayPal to do the actual purchase. Or if you want, you can go to Ticketmaster.com, and the box office will be open at the venue. But okay, like we say, skip the lines, skip the fees, save your money for the margaritas, and purchase your tickets through us.
Just go straight to the opera.
Right.
That's what
it's
I'm
getting.
It's
the easiest thing to do.
So margaritas and fun from 5 to 7.
Yes.
And then the concert begins at 7.
The concert's at 7:30, and it's about an hour and a half long, but there'll be a 20-minute intermission. So we figure you'll be out of there by 9:30.
And the singers in the quartet, are they all local?
Our 24th season has been focusing on Desert Gems, and we've been showcasing El Paso artists. And so Kella Rumba Ratai, Cherry Duke, Brian Downen are all three local. And then our baritone Ricardo Herrera is from El Paso area and went to UTEP. So the four of them, and then again with Boslav Ratai, we have very strong El Paso contingent with a tremendous amount of talent on display.
And then in that setting, I mean, you
right.
can't get more El Paso than
right?
McElligan
and, I mean,
Canyon.
It's literally carved into the mountain.
Yes.
And so that you don't need to do anything for the set or the stage because the mountain is the perfect backdrop. So,
well, there you have it. We're all invited to Mozart by Moonlight. It's on Cinco de Mayo next Saturday. The party begins at 5 o'clock and the opera begins at 7:30. The easiest way to get your tickets is really go to the opera.
Go to the opera.
Go to the opera
yeah.
office. Do it through them. You can also find them via Ticketmaster. But is it in opera? Is it merit? Is that what you say?
You say toy, toy, toy.
Oh.
It's like, yes, I have learned that as well. You don't say break a leg. You don't say the merit. You toy, 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 or like you're essentially spitting on them.
All right. Well, toy, toy, toy to you. Today, my guest.
Again, the protocols you learn in a new industry.
I love it. I love it. Today, my guest has been Ariane Marcy, and she is here from the El Paso Opera, and we are all invited to Mozart by Moonlight next weekend, Saturday, May 5th. Thank you for coming to
State of the Arts. Thank you so much for having me.